good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her reflection is entitled, The Fig Tree.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Jesus told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none, so cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the corner of the world where I live, we don't have fig trees, but I know about them. And I appreciate them because I used to live in California, where one can find an abundance of fig trees. I used to run every morning right past a fig tree that produced a lavish crop of juicy, delicious fruit. I would stop and pick a few of them and enjoy them for breakfast. What a treat! Fig trees are significant in Scripture, both in the Old and New Testament, and they're often mentioned. First of all, we see the figs in the Garden of Eden, covering up the shame of Adam and Eve. In fact, it's the only tree that we know for sure was in that garden. Throughout the Scriptures, the plant becomes a symbol of prosperity, well-being, and security. To sit under the generous shade of your own fig tree is the epitome of safety, peace, and well-being in many biblical passages. These plants don't grow overnight, and it takes time to culture and nurture them. Their fruitfulness shows that the gardener has been continuously and steadfastly there, tending to their growth over the years. For Israel, exile and wandering was seen as a kind of punishment. And so sitting under your fig tree is a sign of blessing and security. The fig tree is also symbolic of Israel itself, the nation. It often symbolizes the health of the nation, both spiritually and physically, as in the book of Hosea, who says, "When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree." Later in the first book of Kings, the Bible tells of the glorious time when, I quote, "Judah and Israel lived in safety, everyone under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon." Later, still following the minor prophets, Joel, Habakkuk, and Haggai, we can see warnings to the nation of how God would bring destruction and failure of crops as part of his judgment against them, specifying empty fig trees that were stripped bare and fruitless. It's almost as if the fig were something of a barometer of the health of the nation, taken away as punishment and flourishing in times of restoration. When we come to the New Testament, we can also see Jesus using the symbolic fig tree, first in the calling of Nathanael, who was sitting under a fig tree like a true Israelite in the first chapter of John's Gospel. Later, Jesus curses the barren fig tree in Mark's Gospel, and then uses the fig as a metaphor of how we should recognize the signs of the times in Matthew's Gospel. These end-time warnings with the fig analogy are picked up again in Revelation, when the Lamb opens the sixth seal and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as the fig tree drops its winter fruit when shaken by a gale. And finally, we have the passage in today's gospel where Jesus tells the parable of the unproductive fig tree given one last chance to bear fruit. If not, it will be cut down. So what does the fig tree, barren or not, have to say to us today, to you and me? Perhaps we can think of it in terms of a mission. Each creature, each aspect of nature, has a specific mission given to it or him or her by their creator. The mission of the fig tree is to bear figs. If the fig tree fails to produce, it has no more purpose, for, as the gospel says, wasting the soil. Every one of us has a mission too. We were created and placed on earth to fulfill a certain purpose, to be as fully who we are as we can with the grace of God. I think of one of our sisters who at age 97 has lost her sight, her hearing, and her ability to move about easily. She longs to be reunited with her Creator, but knows that until that moment comes, she still has a mission to fulfill, a mission of prayer and presence, witnessing to the love of God for her and all who share life with her. She continues to bear fruit. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, American author, reflects on this sense of mission, and this is what she tells us. There will always be times when you feel discouraged. I too have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat from my plate. The reason is this. In my uttermost bones, I know something, as do you. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to earth, whom you serve, and who sent you here. The good words we say and the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and deeds of the one who brought us here. In that spirit, I hope you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe. There can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships are built for.
Oh.